بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically between the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after salah. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا تَشَهَّدَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعٍ يَقُولْ اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when any one of you sits for the tashahud, the final sitting posture in salah, he should seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from 40. By saying, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraging that a person makes dua. So ulama explained that either the person makes dua after the tashahud, in other words, the person reads tashahud, he reads the durood, and after the durood is a dua that we make. So any dua that the person likes to make in Arabic, a dua that can be made, this is after the durood in the tashahud posture, or after the salah, this is also when a person sits for tashahud. In other words, after the salah he can make the dua, or he can make it in the salah. However, this is after the, not a replacement of tashahud, but after the tashahud, after the durood. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when any of you, one of you sits for the tashahud, the final sitting posture in salah, he should seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from four things by saying this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. As we explained, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had the highest level of yaqeen and the highest level of iman. It was though Jannat and Jahannam was right in front of him. Unfortunately for us, it's something that is distant, it's something that's far. Even a person that's in the hospital and he's in the ICU, he is also thinking that Jannat is far, Jahannam is far, the Qabr is far. So this is something that was a reality. In our healthy stage also, Jannat and Jahannam must be something that's close to us. Qabr must be something that's close to us. In our sick state also it must be like that. Not only when a person is sick, then he thinks now about the qabr, he thinks about his estate, he thinks about his will. All the time an intelligent person keeps akhirat in front of him. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, and he's teaching us also to make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of jahannam, the punishment of hellfire. The next part of the dua, وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, and I seek refuge in you, I seek protection in you from the punishment of the grave. And the next thing, وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ, and I seek protection in you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the trials of the living and the trials of the dead. We'll explain this just now. And the last part of this dua, وَمِنْ شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ, and Allah, I seek protection from you from the evil trials of Dajjal. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also seek protection from the fitna of Dajjal. So this also teaches us, this is something that we must always be aware of, always be on guard. Allah Ta'ala protects us and protects our families from the fitna of Dajjal. Coming back to this hadith, just some explanation is that why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek protection from the azab of the qabr? Because the azab of the qabr is actually the first stage of the akhirat. If this stage goes well, ulama explained, then the balance of the stages go well for a person to such an extent that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu used to stand, when he used to stand at a grave, he used to cry so much that his beard would become wet with tears. Someone asked him that why he wept more at the mention of the qabr than he did at the mention of Jannat and Jahannam. He replied, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the grave is the first stage towards the year after. One who is saved from the punishment in it will have ease in the subsequent stages, and one who is not saved from the punishment in it will have a harsher experience in the subsequent stages. I've also heard that no scene is more terrifying than that of the grave. Who's saying this? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. This hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah Sharif. What is meant by wafitnatil mahya wal mamat, the trial and the tribulation of the living? Firstly, the living, what it means, It refers to all the tests which causes harm to one's physical or spiritual. So ruhani harm, physical harm, test physical harm means person gets sickness, sometimes a person lands up with cancer, sometimes a person lands up with some type of a tumor, or sometimes a person lands up with some type of a disease or some type of sickness. So physical harm, spiritual harm also, this is also a trial for the living, that the person now is not taking towards salat, he's not taking towards dhikr, he's all the time uneasy, he's pareshan. This very often happens because of gunas in our life, some sin in our life, something that we are not doing right, now this becomes a trial for us, for the living. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a comprehensive dua, just asking from the trials of the living, includes all the bodily difficulties and includes all the spiritual difficulties. And then the second part, fitnatil mahya wal mamat, from the trials of the dead. What is meant by the trials of the dead refers to the tests which begin when a person is about to pass away. Person is on his last stages of life, now the trials of the dead already is starting. All the tests that come to a person when in his final illness, final sickness, now this is the time when Shaitan gives it his best shot. Shaitan makes his final and most dangerous attack upon a man's iman, even a man is in the last stages of life. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, oh Allah, protect us from the fitna of the living and from the fitna of the dead that actually start before a person passes away. It also includes all the stages in the grave, the plains of Qiyamah and the life after death. So in other words, this the fitna of the trials of the living and the trials of the dead cover everything. It covers the whole person's whole life, and it even covers after he passes away whatever trials are there. Can you see in a few words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's du'as are such that they are completely comprehensive. It covers everything. Which one of us could have thought of a du'a like this? It covers so many different aspects of our life. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made du'a from the fitna of Dajjal. The evil tribulation of Dajjal is mentioned because it's amongst the greatest of trials man will face in life. It's the greatest of trials. Allah Ta'ala protect us. As time is going, it seems as though we're getting closer and closer to the period of Dajjal. Therefore, we should also be very careful. And one effective way to gain protection from the fitna of Dajjal is reading Surah Kahf on Friday. Today is Friday, so therefore we should make it a point. We should make it a point of taking our time and reading Surah Al-Kahf, and encourage our families also. Today is Friday, Surah Al-Kahf. And amongst the many rewards that are promised for reading Surah Al-Kahf, one of the rewards is that the person will get saved from the fitna of Dajjal. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب